Nebraska's Apple Store is actually computer hardware. Go see Trip and the team just south of 70th and O, also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. 46 years in business. 1980. 46 years. Computer hardware. Go see Trip. He's the man. Triptastic, you like to call him.
Triptastic. Taco and Trip.
Yes. Tonight, we've got a second game in the playoffs. Of course, last night was epic with the...
God, that was an epic game last
with
night.
With Ole Miss falling to Miami, 31-27. Carson Beck, touchdown with 18 seconds to go to take the lead and hang on with the last throw going through the end zone for Ole Miss. Miami will face the winner of Oregon, Indiana tonight, 6:30 kickoff. That is in Atlanta. Hoosiers, 3.5-point favorites against the Ducks tonight.
Yeah, I think it's about an even game. Like I said, for some reason, we generally don't get two good games. I hope
true,
we do.
True.
Generally, it's usually one of the two. So I'm just praying for a really good game. Obviously,
God, it'll be big.
Yeah, I hope it's a, I just hope it's
a monumental
great game.
Yeah. This was the one for me. Like I was interested last night. I was dead tired. I was working. But tonight, this is big. And I'm with you so much. God, I want Indiana to win.
Yeah, just for the storyline.
Storyline. Yeah. Indiana, Miami. Wow. Wow.
Because it's set up for this, that if they, Indiana, wins at all, it will be this is the greatest story of that. There'll be two stories in sports in my mind. There'll be 1980, Miracle on Ice, and this.
Indiana football.
It is. I mean, no one had ever had any thought that the USA was gonna win it all. That no chance that was gonna happen. And then also that no chance for Indiana to ever win it all. And here they are.
So, how about Miami too? Miami, yeah. I'm just gonna read this USA Today article. I was reading it, I was thinking about Nebraska. Too many times over too many seasons in the 2000s, Miami underachieved or oversold and undelivered or just plain underwhelmed. That's true. I mean, I guess they haven't won a title since in 24 years.
They've never won the ACC.
Oh,
they've been in it for like 20 some years, I think. They've never won it.
The article continued. They weren't tough enough. Didn't know how to win games that mattered. Didn't know how to win games that defined programs. They wilted in the moment and didn't believe in each other. They weren't physically or mentally tough enough.
Didn't have a fan base behind them.
Right.
Didn't have a fan. They would show games. There'd be like 25,000 people at them. This is when they were good. I mean, they're the fan base there is, they don't have much of one. No, not really.
They got a base though.
There's people that like it, but
there
far,
are.
But I'm saying, pay the money, show up to the stadium.
Not great.
There's so many photos
not
of empty.
Great.
I mean, you've seen hundreds of photos of an empty stadium while the game's going on.
When did Nebraska go there? When did I go there?
2015.
Yeah, I've covered that game there in Hard Rock when Nebraska played there. And you're right. No, you're 100% right. It wasn't a great atmosphere. It wasn't. There's a lot of empties. God, their safety. Safety said something that gave me the chills this morning as I was.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Preparing for the show. Miami, do you know who Jacoby Thomas is? He's our starting safety. We made a promise to each other that we'd get to this point. It's go time now, and we coming. They're going back to Miami now to play for it all at Hard Rock. That's going to be an epically great issue.
There was one time because of the targeting, both corners were out.
Oh.
The starting corners were out. And then their defensive end got landed on He went back in the game. It came right back out of the game, and it looked like a serious injury.
How much time do they got to recover?
Not well. The game's Monday. Not this Monday, but a week from Monday.
Yes,
yeah, so they have a little bit of time.
So
here.
He got some time.
But yeah. I know by definition that was probably targeted. That's a football play. Xavier Lucas, the guy caught the ball. He's spinning. He's going
saw
to the ground.
It. Saw that one.
Was that?
It was 100% a football play.
Yeah. No, football I can't believe that.
Yeah. I hate those calls.
If nothing else, if you want to give the 15, but for him to get ejected for that.
He's out for the first half of the next game.
That is complete buffoonery. It's criminal.
There is no bad intent, because
Laura's like, is it targeting? I said, well, right now it's really hard to tell what is targeting. I said, but probably there's a little bit of a I go, it's targeting? I said, but there's absolutely nothing he could have done. I don't know what he could have done.
It's not malicious. That's the bottom line. By no means.
That was a
not malicious. Yeah. There's got to be discretion.
If you can't figure out, flagrant one, flagrant two, if you can't figure out, there's no way this guy should be kicked out of the first half of the game.
Not for doing that.
What are we doing?
No.
What are we doing?
You should be able to judge discretion. You should be able to have discretion and say, that's not malicious. Yes.
The whole thing was meant for the guy that was just a missile. And they would do it on a punt return and go hit the returner or something where it was just like the NFL. You know what they don't? They're smart. You know what they say? Don't kick our players out of the game. You know, like that. Don't do that. So it's 15. It's just 15-yard penalty. It's what it is. It's the end of it. And there can be a flagrant one where you say, hey, listen. And guess what? All of the coaches would be like going, yeah, I get that one. I get it. He's out of the game and he's missing the next half. Whatever it is, he's out. I get it. But for that to happen, for that guy to miss half the game on a football play, that's buffoonery. It's bad for the game.
That was Xavier Lucas, of course, the Wisconsin transfer, had all the drama last year for that and the NIL issue. But he's a good football player. That was a crap targeting. Again, probably by the rules, targeting, but that's the problem. That should not cause ejection by any means at all. Tonight, though, we're all taking Hoosiers tonight against the Ducks.
Yes. I am.
I'm going to go Hoosiers.
Any chance of a – you mentioned, Bill, it usually is one good game, one bad game. Any chance of a blowout tonight?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Both defenses are very, very good for Indiana and Oregon.
Yep.
And the offenses are good, too. But Oregon shut out Texas Tech last round.
If you want to look – what if you're in
Nebraska – It's weird. They shut out Texas Tech and JMU, put 39 on them. Or 30-something on them. And I know some of it was garbage. Yeah. They still scored 13 in the first half at Oregon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oregon.
That didn't look right to me.
Yeah. And then Texas Tech, that was alarming.
Yeah. If you're a Nebraska fan, you want to see what it needs to look like up front, just watch both teams. Yeah. Both teams. Oregon's. Look at Oregon up front on both sides. Look at their edges. I mean, their interior, everything. Same with Indiana. That's the way it's got to look. Good luck with that, by the way. It's hard to find that.
Really hard.
I mean, but that's...
And the main reason you want Indiana, like I said, such a Dan Lanning fan, is real simple. It's just to get a post-game interview from Mendoza. That's what you really want.
Look in the
Talks
camera.
About the glue! Oh, look in the
He's
camera.
He'll address America. Yeah. What he does is he addresses America.
He does. He'll address everything, too. He'll address names. He'll talk about Miami by name. He'll name... players, he'll name coaches, he'll name past players from Miami, the State of the Union of Indiana, where they're at, and he'll move on.
And he'll look at the camera. I just think he thinks he's supposed to do that. Yes. And I hope someone doesn't tell him to
don't
stop.
Say a word.
That's the way it should be.
If someone says a word to him about, hey, listen, on your post game, if someone says a word to him and he changes up, I'll lose
it. I don't want to see it.
I'm going to lose it.
You know, most people just look at the interview.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He looks at the camera.
And then a lot of times, too, like that, they'll look at the interview, and if they look off, they look up. Yep. They'll do the sky. Well, there's a couple things.
Not Mendoza.
Not Mendoza.
He addresses America.
It appears as if there's a teleprompter behind him. It looks like there's something he's reading off a teleprompter, and he's not. It's all mapped out in his head.
This could be, again, the number one and number two overall draft picks against each other with Moore and Mendoza.
Yeah. I like the Indiana quarterback better.
Mendoza.
Yeah, he gives you a better chance.
It's going to be really
good. Moore's been a little up and down.
I don't know. It's going to be something.
Dinty Moore.
Now they've had an interesting, they being Oregon, they flew from Oregon to Miami for the Orange Bowl, flew back to Oregon, and are now going to Atlanta.
Seems like a lot.
It's a lot of travel.
Yep, and that's a factor.
It's a lot of travel.
6:30 tonight, Indiana, Oregon, to set up the winner against Miami in next Monday's, or 2 Mondays, national championship game.
What a game tonight.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.